As basic schools reopen tomorrow, an evaluation report by the National Inspectorate Board of the Ministry of Education indicates that about 45% of teachers in basic schools teach without lesson notes. Reacting to the report, the Acting Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Jacob Cole, says it is clearly unprofessional for a teacher to go to class without lesson notes. He sent a reminder to all teachers that preparing lesson notes is important and mandatory to ensure the expected outcomes in providing quality education. Mr. Cole spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
If a teacher is not preparing lesson notes, to me, that teacher is going to be harming most of the children because he's just teaching anything that comes into his mind. Does he have an objective? And if he has an objective, can he go step by step logically? These are the essence of lesson notes preparation. It helps the teacher to remain focused, have a sense of objective and direction, and be able to move systematically in a logical manner so that the students will pick up and get signals of what he wants to achieve at the end of the lesson. So it is very important and mandatory for every teacher to prepare lesson notes. Even if some teachers are arguing that lesson notebooks may not be available, that is not an excuse. And we improvise. Are we not resourceful enough?
Mr. Cole, seriously, a matter of concern has to do with monitoring and supervision. Because if monitoring and supervision is intensified or done properly, I don't think we will have this issue of where nearly half of basic school teachers do not have lesson notes and we agree that it's affecting performance.
I don't buy the view that half of the basic school heads do not prepare lesson notes. I have not done any survey to ascertain that. But I'm saying some teachers may not prepare lesson notes before they enter the classroom. If you go to supervise in some places, you are likely to see it. So just as you rightly pointed out, supervision and monitoring must be intensified at the various levels. If directors do not even have money or whatnot, they cannot move very far. The schools within the immediate location of the office, they can easily be monitored to see whether teachers are writing lesson notes or not. In fact, we have all the structures in GES, which I would say par excellence, if they were operational. For example, we have a school management committee. We have parent-teacher association. We have circuit supervisors. And all these people, if their hands are on deck, the teachers will definitely be doing all that is expected of them.
So we agree that all hands are not on deck, Mr. Cole. And sure. As the new Acting Director General of GES, Mr. Cole, do you have anything that you are going to do to stem the tide when it comes to this issue of monitoring and supervision? The structures are there, we agree, but they are not working. How can we get the structures to work to ensure that we have quality education, especially basic education in this country, Mr. Cole?
This is exactly what I'm out for. I'm having a regional tour, and as I'm speaking, I'm in Brong-Ahafo region. I'm speaking to all stakeholders who matter in education for us to do teamwork. I believe in a holistic approach, not an individual alone can solve the problem of education unless all others are on deck. Parents, how many of them, the schools are located within their own community? How many of them care to go and find out whether their children are being taught or not? And children come home, some parents may not even ask, did you learn today or what were you taught?
Acting Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Jacob Cole, in that interview with Rebecca Ekpe.
Meanwhile, an educationist, Anis Hafar, says it is not surprising that teachers do not prepare lesson notes ahead of their class. He says this practice is prevalent in public schools and attributes the problem to the lack of effective monitoring and supervision from the Inspectorate Division of the GES. Mr. Hafar, who is also the founder of the Gate Institute in Accra, suggests that the Inspectorate Division of the GES must make sure that weekly forecasts and schemes of work are prepared before school reopens. Mr. Hafar spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
It wasn't shocking because I know that teachers in public schools mostly do not write these lesson notes. In fact, in places where I've done training, what they will tell you is that they have everything in their head. But then the lack of supervision is what causes these things. When you look at the persistently low qualifications of students from BEC, it's that reason. Teachers are not supervised. They know they are not going to be supervised. And we are human beings. If people know that they are not going to supervise, they don't seem to take the work seriously. But then the inspector itself has to be up and going. For example, the most important thing is that these lesson notes and our schemes of work and weekly forecasts These have to be done even ahead of time, before the first day of school. You see, children know teachers who are prepared, and they know teachers who are not prepared. If they know you are not prepared, they themselves begin to cause behavior problems. So the inspectorate has to be clear and set guidelines.
Right. We agree, Mr. Ernest Hafer, that weak supervision monitoring is the problem here, and we also identified that it is in the public schools. Can you explain to us how important is the preparation of lesson notes in the whole teaching process, especially for basic schools?
There's a lot that goes into preparation of lesson notes. There's a lot that goes into a preparation of schemes of work and weekly forecasts. And there's a lot that goes into the preparation of teacher and learner material. What happens to this? In this country, we have a culture where the teacher goes to stand in front of the class and starts talking. You never know where you stop. Come the next time around. When you have the lesson notes, it keeps you abreast of what you're doing and what you've finished and what you are not finished. You also have the instructional strategies in your lesson notes. It tells you exactly how you're going to handle particular subject. It also tells you the nature of the young people that you have and whether you want to work in teams, whether they want to, you want them to work as individuals, and that sort of thing. The sophisticated instructional strategies are some of the most important things as far as how a teacher progresses. Frankly, you can tell a quality teacher by the kind of lesson notes that they prepare. But then the most important thing is that the handwritten schemes of work, teaching and learning materials and so on, have to be computerized, so that we can easily retrieve information from the past. They have to be computerized so that we can make copies and even give them to the students themselves.
Okay. In other words, Mr. Hafer, what you're saying is that the teachers should have the ability to improvise.
We have what we call shared responsibility. We have to begin to help the young people to even bring in other materials to support the subject and the topic. If it is done says that the person we depend on is solely the teacher, then what is the role that the students have to play? That is shared responsibility. So part of the improvisation that you're saying is that we let every brain in the game. It's very important at the beginning of each term to let young people know these are the subjects that we're going to and start preparing materials that will support what we are going to do so that we have a successful outcome, you know. But in this culture, we don't do it. Everything is done by the teacher. And then if you do that, then the children are subordinated to negative roles. And when that happens, they become passive. One of the reasons why the young people do not do well in the BEC is because they are not part of the teaching process. They just sit and listen and memorize things. Those things are long gone.
Educationist Anise Hafer talking to Beka Ekpe.